During the current COVID-19 pandemic, some people may feel they are very confined compared to life a few months ago. Today, I put you in the shoes of Tom Schaefer, a man who was taken hostage for over a year. His story of courage and triumph is this edition on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
On November 4, 1979, Tom Schaefer and 51 other Americans were taken hostage by what were labeled as Iranian students. It began a 444-day term of captivity for the lead military attaché at the embassy in Iran.
From the 28th of January until the 11th of February of 1980, I was put in cold storage for interrogations into a room with no windows, and the temperature hovered between 40 and 45 degrees, and I had one thin blanket and a metal chair. That was all that was in the room.
Schaefer knew that he and his fellow Americans were worth far more to the Iranians alive than dead. That didn't mean he had his doubts.
I can remember vividly getting down on my knees and saying, "Lord, I can't do this alone. I need your strength. I need your help."
Schaefer says his faith helped sustain him through those difficult but sometimes monotonous days.
I did keep myself very productive. I read over 200 books. I taught myself German. Fortunately, we had the Tehran American High School's library books that were brought into the embassy for safekeeping well before the revolution. So we had access to books, good books.
He exercised an average of 4 hours a day and worked up to doing 1,000 push-ups a day. He lost 35 pounds while a hostage. He kept a diary, but he could not write on paper since his guards would confiscate his notes. He was allowed to keep his Bible, and soon he devised a plan to use it as a way to record his day-to-day activities.
So I said, "Well, you're going to have to put it in the Bible." Through thinking about this day after day, I came up with the idea, well, find a pin, and with that pin, poke holes over certain letters and certain lines on certain pages, each page becoming a day, like page 624 be the 24th of June.
We'll have the conclusion of the story with Tom Schaefer next time as we travel the countryside. In Peoria, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.